Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, one of the things to keep in mind for everyone too is we like to talk about this concept of beginning with the end in mind and the end goal as an owner of your business, what your end goal is. Do you want to run this brand for, you know, as long as you can and make as much cash for it? Or do you potentially want to exit the brand in the future? Just as like Joey mentioned, right? She exited it fairly quickly, like in 13, 14 months, right?
Welcome to Fearless Sellers. Super excited to dig into why finding the right product makes selling on Amazon so much better and honestly a little bit easier. Jamie Davidson, my business partner at AMZ Insiders, is here. Welcome back.
Thanks, Joey. Great to be here.
Yes, I learned about products from Jamie. He was my mentor. He taught me how to sell. And I always remember you saying, get your product right and everything is a lot easier. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that is, you know, essentially so many people struggle with their product, whether it's kind of psychological or just figuring out the fact that, so on one hand, it can be a kind of, again, a mental block of getting started because it's the number one question people have, right? Everyone can see the crazy growth of Amazon. They know how much they use it themselves as customers. And like you like to say, like, hey, stop buying and start selling, which is very true and I agree with. But then a lot of people get stuck on, ooh, what should I sell? What should I sell? And the point is that once you get that product that you feel confident in, that you've done some research with, then everything else is so much easier. Versus if you know, people that go about it and don't really have any kind of methodology, any kind of product validation, if they skip those steps, right, and they get the product quote unquote wrong, then everything else is going to be so much tougher, right? Because at the end of the day, think of yourself as a customer. When you're buying a product, right, it's about the product itself, the marketing, the listing, all that stuff is great. But at the end of the day, you need to have a good quality product that's in demand. And so, you know, essentially that's what we mean by if you get your product right, everything else in terms of selling and learning what you need to do and the strategies and getting reviews, et cetera, is so much easier.
Yes, well put. Once you get your product right, it's so much easier and it's so much better. And I always say, don't be afraid to just order lots of samples. I have samples of products I have tried to sell or products I want to sell, and they're just sitting around this desk, and I'm not even in my main desk area. I have a room downstairs full of samples. So that's one tip I want to give all of you is don't be afraid to order samples. And that's part of the process to get your product right. And Jamie, there are proven methods that AMZ Insiders live by to get their product right. Can you give us one or two of the methods?
Sure. Yeah. So one of the things to do is just perspective wise to understand how Amazon works and how people shop on it. Right. And I always go back to this point about thinking yourself, how you shop on Amazon, which is Amazon is essentially a search engine, just like Google, but it's a search engine for physical products. And so if you keep that in mind, that is a step that happens before people find the physical products. And so with that in mind, you really want to understand keywords and keyword search volumes, right? So search terms or keywords are essentially the same thing. So one of the things I recommend doing is using tools like Helium 10 and some others out there to understand what is the keyword demand. How often are people searching for certain words and starting there and finding opportunities in terms of keyword opportunities where there's lots of searches and there's not a lot of supply. So there's a lot of demand for keywords, meaning people are searching certain phrases or variety of phrases all into kind of the same product category, but there's not necessarily a ton of products being supplied to that. So it's, again, it's the old supply demand. And that really starts with keyword search volume and understanding that aspect. So a lot of people kind of skip that step and they go right into like, what am I going to sell? What am I going to sell? But recommend you take a little step back and understanding where keyword opportunities are, and then kind of look through all of the product opportunities within these different keyword places. Because if you start with that, you'll be starting from a place of data And it's not super complex to understand. The tools these days make it pretty easy. But when you start with that approach from some data, you basically put the odds in your favor, right? Because you're finding opportunities that you can't really see on the marketplace unless you do some basic level of analysis. And so, yeah, that's the first tip, is to understand keywords and keyword opportunities, and then understanding what the opportunities are in terms of the actual products to sell.
One of my favorite things to do is when I'm shopping on Amazon, say, for instance, you put in the word water bottle, you'll see the filter of more words come up. So it's like water bottles for the gym, water bottle with a straw, water bottle stickers. Those are popular search terms that Amazon is just showing you. So pay attention to that. And great tip, digging into Helium 10 for even more keywords and drilling down into what has the right search volume for you versus sales. And that is how you're going to find your winning product. That's like step one of the methods. We're actually going to get into 4 full days next week, starting on Monday. We hope you can join us. We're doing a 4-day product challenge to help you find the right product for you to sell on Amazon. Super excited. We don't do this very often, but we wanted to put this one together for everybody. And I think this is cool with Jamie, but we might do a giveaway for a VIP upgrade. What do you think of that?
Oh, I like that. That's very cool. Yeah, absolutely. Love that. I know the URL, because it is a free challenge, which is sweet. So you can sign up for free. It's amzinsiders.org/challenge. And I know we'll put that in the notes here. You guys can click the link in the show notes to join that. And the VIP upgrade, yeah, super awesome. Give you guys all sorts of direct access to us to ask questions and special templates and all sorts of great things there. So absolutely love it. Like I said, we only do that a couple times a year at most, but it's a great way for people to really jumpstart and kind of dig into some of these tactics we're talking about here.
Yes. And we have had many people last year who did our challenge who are now up and selling, and some of them are making over $10,000 a month from doing this challenge. So there is value in it. And yes, it is recorded, and there's ways to get the recording. So if you can't come to one of the days or miss half a day or something, no big deal. Still sign up so that you can get the value. And we're all about moving at your own pace. And I think that's really important to think about that. When you're looking for your product to sell, it's at your pace. That's why our program is a done with you. But whatever works for you in your life, there are times for me when I'm looking for a product to sell and I'm going really, really fast. And I think, you know what? I need to take a step back and think about this product for a couple of days. I was working on this bag and I had ordered so many different samples of it, and I was changing the design and the material, and it was taking on this life of its own. So I put it on hold for about 2 days, and I came back to it and I realized, you know what? That is not the right product for me to sell at that moment. And most of the time when I decide not to sell a product, it comes down to my margin. And margins are super important. Jamie, what's always your method on margin? I like to hear about your method, because we vary a little bit on this.
Yeah, so it is a point, because at the end of the day, you know, selling on Amazon, the whole point of it, of course, is to make a profit, right? So the whole goal is not only a profit, but a profit on paper, but actually cash in your account and cash kind of in your pocket ultimately. And so, you know, when I think of margins, there's two things. There's margin percentage and margin dollars, right? So margin percentage is basically, you know, of the sale price, what percentage of that flows through to profitability. And then margin dollars is what dollar amount comes, right? So obviously the dollar amount at the end of the day is what you're going to care about the most, because you can't spend percentages, but you know, you can spend or save or invest dollars. But a lot of times you look at percentages when you're building it. So like, in other words, if you're selling a $10 product and it costs you $7, right? Or let's say with Amazon fees and everything else, maybe it costs you $8.50, let's say hypothetically. And so that means you have $1.50 left over. And so you have basically a 15% margin for your product after you include your product costs, the Amazon fees, shipping costs to get the product to Amazon. So you're at a 15% margin. 15% margin's a thin margin because in this case, you haven't even spent for advertising yet, so PPC. So, you know, it's going to be hard to make money if before advertising you're at that level. So you want to make sure you're at least 30% or higher on the percentage standpoint. That being said, is, you know, I think you'll talk about it some, but your higher price points certainly give you more room for error. You can sell low price products, but you've just got to be like, you've got to really dial into them and make sure that you operate. If you're selling a $10 product and you're at a 25% margin, again, before advertising spend, then you've just got to really manage your ad spend well. You've got to really manage your inventory well because you don't have a lot of room to mess up because otherwise your profitability can go down to zero. Vice versa, if you go, you know, if you give yourself some more room, if you've got $30 up, $50 in cases, you know, even more, obviously the higher the dollars, the better. Just it depends kind of that demand. You know, the low cost products, you know, below $20, you're going to probably have potentially a lot of volume, but you got to like really be on top of your game in terms of all of, call it the operating pieces. But at the end of the day, like I said, just you want to know your numbers. You want to understand that when we talk margin, we talk about it, basically all of your costs that are tied to your product. So it's like your cost of your product, the cost of shipping the product over to the US to, or wherever it's manufactured to get it over to the Amazon warehouses. And then your, the Amazon FBA cost and the Amazon kind of selling cost for selling on the platform. So you have to subtract those out. And then separately, you got to still account for, you know, some marketing costs to promote the product. So that's how you look at it. You got to make sure the math works. And if the math doesn't work from the get-go, again, you want to understand that so that you're not going down a path where it's going to be really difficult to be profitable. So those are a couple things around that. But Joey, I know certainly a strength. You did a great job with your first product that did over $1 million in sale. You had a big exit with that brand. And I know your new products too. I think you are applying some of the same principles in terms of your margins, but yeah. What's your perspective?
Yes. Well, I definitely like to have a lot of room for error. And that was one of the reasons I went with a higher priced product for my first brand, 0 to 1 million in 12 months with that brand. And I did have 16 products, but my main products that made 80% of the money, those were big margins. I launched at 40%. And then by the time I left that company, my margins were at 65%. I like to have a lot of room for error when it comes to my margins. That was actually one of my goals. I knew the bigger the margin, the more mistakes I would be able to make, especially because it was my first time selling. Although I did try to sell something smaller and learn my lesson. So that was where I said, you know what, I'm going to go big margins this time. And for big margins for me meant higher dollar products. So my first brand, I went from 0 to 1 million in 12 months, which was a little bit easier because I had my product right and it was a higher price point. So in theory, I had to sell less products to get to my $1 million mark because my margin was around 65%. I wanted to make $100 every unit sold. So that meant I had to sell something at $200 or higher on Amazon. Now, that's not exactly what I do now, although I would like to always sell higher dollar products. I have a range at the moment. And when I have a range, I at least make sure that my product is over $25. I don't want to sell anything that is under $25. And once I'm over the $25 mark, I make the packaging beautiful because you want it to look like something that you would spend your money on. And to me, that means something that is aesthetically pleasing and something that I would want to bring into my home. So that's really important to me now selling. My first product, the packaging did not matter. It was more about the utility of it. And now I'm really into beautiful packaging so that I can show off why it is something that people should spend their money on. So that's kind of my approach right now to margin. But for anybody, I would say you definitely would not want to go lower than 25% on your margin. And it's okay to launch at 25% or even 20% or even break even, but your end goal for that product should be to have at least 25, ideally 35 or higher percent margin.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, one of the things to keep in mind for everyone too is we like to talk about this concept of beginning with the end in mind and the end goal as an owner of your business, what your end goal is. Do you want to run this brand for, you know, as long as you can and make as much cash for it? Or do you potentially want to exit the brand in the future? Just as like Joey mentioned, right? She exited it fairly quickly, like in 13, 14 months, right? Yeah. And so to Joey's point, we have a lot of experience helping people exit their brands. And we know there's a phrase that says it's not what the seller is selling, it's what the buyer is buying when it comes to exiting your own brand. And they're going to want to see margins of at least 20% to get for you to get a nice big payday for yourself. And again, that's 20%. We're talking all in after all of your expenses, after all your marketing costs. You want to have at least 20%. So again, if you're doing $1 million in Amazon sales between one product or all your products, you know, basically between your brand, you want to net out. Your goal should be, you know, on $1 million of sales, you want to at least have $200,000 of profitability left over there. And so to Joey's point, you absolutely need to have margins of really 30% or higher before talking about marketing costs, because that can often take 10%. You're also typically going to have some other expenses. You're going to have some software expense. You're going to have some potentially people expense or pay yourself some money. So all those things, again, you want to net out after all of those things at least 20%. So, you know, again, ideally probably 35% or higher to begin with. And again, it varies on the product. So obviously, as you're selling a higher ticket product, you know, if your product is $100 or up, then, you know, hey, that's going to give you more dollars, you know, kind of more margin dollars to play with. So even if the percentage is a little bit lower, you have bigger dollars. And then the lower price your product is, again, the fewer margin dollars you have. So you've got to make sure you're careful, regardless of what the margin percentage is.
Yes. Can't go spending too crazy on marketing. And even with my first brand, I was still learning. I was really tight on how much I was going to give to influencers. I was like, I'm just going to be able to afford a handful of influencers and I'm going to go from there and then stick to keeping it super simple on the marketing. And you all are going to learn so much more about this topic at our 4-day challenge. We're going to unpack so many of our methods and share our stories and what worked for us and things that didn't work for us. And so we're looking forward to seeing all of you at the 4-day challenge. And we are going to give away one VIP upgrade. And to enter that, just head over to my Instagram and Jamie's Instagram. You'll see a post for the challenge coming up starting Monday. And just give us a like and answer the question that we put in the comment area, and that will have you entered to win a free VIP upgrade. And trust me, it is worth it because we have some really awesome bonuses for all our VIPs.
Yeah, I love it. And again, it's free to join the challenge. So it's amzinsiders.org/challenge, and that will get you free access to it. And yeah, we have the VIP upgrades available as well too. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, we find the challenges really help people because it's like a very short term sprint. And we do actually give you guys assignments, a little bit of homework. It's nothing too crazy, but we actually, you know, it's just like getting together with a few people to go work out or do something, right? When you get together and you can push yourselves in a short time period over a few days, at the end, you can get a real result really quickly, which is, you know, which is what it's all about, right? Here, we're here in 2024. We want to actually move the needle and get things going. We know a lot of people are struggling, or maybe the year is not off to the start quite that you want or plan, but you want to catch up on those goals. And so a challenge is a great way to really have us partner with you to really focus in and get that product right. And again, we'll cover a lot of different dynamics besides just the product. We cover how to find the products, how to validate the right products, but just as importantly, how to source all the manufacturing, how to do that. And there's so much more that we cover around that. But you know, we're going to give all of that away for you, kind of as no cost, as being part of our community. You can come check that out if you register for that product challenge.
Yes, super excited. The product challenge is mine and Jamie's favorite week. And it takes a lot for us to put this together. And we love sharing all this information with you. And it's so much fun because you really get to learn what it takes to sell on Amazon. And if you've ever felt like, hey, I want to sell, I don't know what I'm going to sell, I don't even know how to sell, then this product challenge is for you. Or if you are selling and you want to revalidate the product that you're selling, or maybe add more products to your store, or you're thinking about switching products, then this challenge is definitely for you as well. And you get to spend 4 fun days with me and Jamie, and we promise there's going to be some surprises and bonuses along the way. So we will see you all there. All the details are in the notes below. And then Jamie, you want to give us one last final tip, inspiration about finding the right product to sell?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one point to keep in mind, especially if you haven't sold a lot of products before, is to understand this concept that, you know, we say getting the right product make everything else so easier, is the right product for one person can be very different from someone else, right? So the right product for me to sell can be different than for Joey to sell or for you to sell. You know, as a listener, understand it's about what's the right fit for you. And what I mean by that more specifically is may mean the budget, for example. So how much capital do you have to put towards that? How much time do you have? Kind of how patient can you be before you need to start making money? Most people, you know, want to start making money sooner than later. There are cases where we may go into a product, let's say doggy poop bags, for example. We had a partnership with someone, a manufacturer, and we knew that category, we probably weren't going to make money for like 6 months to a year, but we're okay being patient for that, because once we did, for years to come, we knew because it's a consumable, people are going to repurchase it, we're okay. But that was an example of a longer, kind of a longer tail item. And just understand there's different approaches, right? So if you have less capital, right, you probably want to find products that maybe aren't super competitive, that, you know, don't have, again, you don't want to sell the massage gun, right, which sells, you know, millions and millions of dollars every month, but there's crazy competition for it and expensive, just like cell phone case, et cetera. You don't want to sell the most expensive, but there's plenty of opportunities, right? Amazon is growing like crazy. In 2023, Amazon grew from like $520 billion the year before in sales on Amazon.com to like $577 billion. So an additional $50 billion was sold. And those are all opportunities for every listener here, for everyone to sell and get kind of a piece, a slice, a little slice of that pie. And so this coming year, 2024, sales are going to be over $600 billion. It's a massively growing industry, the e-commerce space. There's nothing like it. And so understand that there's opportunities, as you like to say, Joey, kind of opportunities for everybody to succeed. And it can differ just based on, you know, your own needs and criteria. As long as you do some homework and follow our basic methodology, you'll get to the spot of, you know, what's the best fit and the right product for you to sell and to start selling with first.
There is room for all of us at the top, and we want you selling and we want you to be successful. So if you're thinking about selling or already selling, this challenge is definitely for you. And we look forward to spending next week with you. Until then, stay fearless.
If you're already selling on Amazon, or you're looking to get started and you want my help, go to amzfearless.com to book a free strategy selling session. We can see if we can help you out. That's amzfearless.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.